Even before the DOFA report landed at the Senate Armed Services hearing, it had already touched off a vigorous and very unusual debate this morning on the Senate floor. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
What the Senate calls debate usually amounts to little more than a series of senators getting up and making prepared speeches to a virtually empty chamber. But things got a little more lively today when Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin brought up the DOFA report on the Senate floor.
The chief U.S. weapons inspector in Iraq again says no evidence of weapons of mass destruction. This administration is in denial. Denial when it comes to the reality of Iraq.
Would the Senate here like is the to Vice yield President. Right then, Mr. President? Would the Senator like to yield there?
No, I'm not yield till I'm completed my statement, and then I'll be happy to yield.
Durbin had rebuffed Alaska's Ted Stevens, the Senate's most senior Republican and the powerful chairman of the Appropriations Committee, which Durbin sits on too. Durbin eventually did yield to Stevens, who rose to cast doubts on the DOFA report's conclusion that Iraq has no weapons of mass destruction.
We had the same conclusion with regard to the Air Force. We were told that he had destroyed a series of airplanes. Later, we found him buried in the desert, a whole series of airplanes. The whole airplane buried, was capable of being dug up and brought up and used. Now, we haven't found the weapons of mass destruction yet. This senator believes he had them.
Stevens said he also believes Democrats should show more respect.
Now, this idea that somehow or other the president or the vice president have lied, I'm tired of hearing this disrespect for the presidency and vice president of the United States. And I'll be willing to debate any time, what happened in Iraq.
The Democrat from Illinois replied he'd be happy to discuss the matter further.
And I think, frankly, a dialogue between two senators is something close to, perilously close to debate in the Senate, which we hardly ever have.
Durbin denied having ever said the president lied and added he respected the office of the presidency.
Having said that, I don't believe that disagreeing with the policies of an administration is disrespectful. In fact, I think it is part of the national debate which makes America so unique. I don't believe it is disrespectful to say that the information given by the President, the Vice President, the Secretary of Defense, and the Secretary of State was wrong and misleading. It was.
Stevens was unwilling to concede.
Now, to say the President was wrong because he relied on the same intelligence we relied upon, I think is a faulty argument. And it should not happen on the floor of the Senate in a political session where we're trying to destroy the reputation the president deserves for having the guts to do what Clinton didn't have the guts to do.
There were no blinking green, yellow, or red lights, but Stevens had made his final point, and Durbin made his.
It is our obligation to have an open, honest national debate about the foreign policy of this country, which involves families far and wide in Illinois, Alaska, and around the United States.
The Senate was soon back to debating and voting on an overhaul of the intelligence establishment, and there were no spin rooms or polls to point to who won the impromptu debate between Durbin and Stevens. But debate is certain to continue over a report that challenges the central rationale for the war in Iraq. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.